our fundamental values.
The essay was presented by Albie Sachs, and tomorrow evening he considers how he and the court dealt with the religious issues that came before them. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. And now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Parecía un hormiguero, parecía un hormiguero, y en la barbería de enfrente, vi una gitana negra, la flamenquita que yo canto.
That's a track from The Beginner's Guide to Flamenco, a 3-CD set which came out last month, compiled by the writer and broadcaster Jan Fairley, who sadly died earlier on this month. A regular voice on Radio 3 over the years on world music programmes. And that was José Cortés Jiménez and Joani de la Isla in Alegría style, a number called Dark Gypsy Woman. Welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to Late Junction. I'm here with you tonight until 12:30. There seem to be a lot of really good re-releases around at the moment, and I was particularly pleased to get this one, Loose Tubes Sud Afrika, celebrating South African music of the 1980s. This is Django Bates's Delightful Precipice.
Thank you.
Loose Tubes and Django Bates' delightful Precipice from the album Said Africa, just re-released. Solos there from Ashley Slater and John Harborne on trombones and flautist Eddie Parker. The Balfour Brothers from Louisiana started playing Cajun music together in the 1940s and they went on to develop something of an international cult following. Here they are with La Valse de Grand Bois, the Big Woods Waltz. I'm going into the deep woods to see my pretty little darling, who left me to go away with another.
Blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked so clever. And if I were with my love, I would live forever. Strange news has come to town, strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down that my love is married. Oh, I wish them both joy, much joy, though they don't hear me. And may God reward him well for the slight end of me. Do you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd marry me and never deny me? If I said I'd marry you, 'twas only for to try you. Let you bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Oh, witness have I none, save God Almighty. And may he reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart tremble. For to think she loved but one, and he proved deceitful. Oh, a blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked so clever. And if I were with my love, and if I were with my love, I would live forever.
Thank you.
Powerful music by the 13th century Galician troubadour Martin Kodax. The girl's looking out to sea and pining for her lover. Mara Keek there singing along with the musicians of Symphony. Sheila Chandra's version of The Blacksmith before. That's from another Real World Gold reissue, and a Louisiana Cajun Waltz festival from the Balfour Brothers. Sam Lee now, this is Wildwood Amber.
Oh, the first time we met was in the wild wood. The pinks and wild roses all around us they stood. And you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, your lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? And all the colour of amber is my love's hair, and his two blue eyes, they enticed me, and his ruby lips, they being soft and fine, for many's the time they were. Oh, I'll go a-fishing in yonder's brook, and I'll catch my love with a line and a hook. And if he loves me as I love him, no man on earth can part. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, do you remember the time when you promised you'd marry me above all womankind? You pulled off turn me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? Oh, I wish, but it's all in vain. And I wish to God I's a maiden again, but a maiden again I will never more be, till I pull the one and all in free. For his apples is ripe, but they soon get rotten. A young man's heart, it soon grows cold. What care I for the world of pleasure? All I want is an honest young man. Lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? When you promised you'd marry me above all womankind, and you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? Thank you.
A truly extraordinary new release of music by Heiner Goebbels, which he himself described as a composition for five pianos with no pianists, a play with no actors, a performance without performers. And it was inspired by the work of the 19th century Austrian writer Adalbert Stifter, who used to meticulously document the sights and sounds of nature. So on the album there are sound sources ranging from Bach to chants from New Guinea and Greek folk song. The album's called Stifter's Dinger, and that track was The Wind, and be sure you haven't heard the last of it from me. The voice of Sam Lee before, and a song called Wild Wood Amber, and the sounds of the well-known violin meditation by Thais used on that track. Sam's going to be performing on the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival this year. I can't be there, but Max will, and Nick Luscombe, so if you're going along, do go and say hello. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's Late Junction, when I've got the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations to play for you. The first ever musical meeting of John Paul Jones and this musician, the drummer Ellen Darlin. from Ellen Darlin's Rolling Bomber CD, a track there called Flower Power. And tomorrow night you can hear just what happened when we brought Ellen and John Paul Jones together for the very first time in the BBC studios for our latest Late Junction collaboration session. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
So sweet, so sweet, my little woman, so sweet. Don't you get so smart? Do I'm gonna stab your liver, then I'm gonna slice your heart. She's so sweet, so sweet, my little woman, so sweet. Well, I see my baby coming, I'm gonna hurry back home.
Van Dyke Parks' version of Donovan's Colours from his 1968 album Song Cycle, just being reissued, yet more good reissues. And Van Dyke Parks is at the Barbican with Britain Sinfonia this coming weekend. Is that orchestra getting any rest right now? Doc Watson just before My Little Woman. And Doc Watson died at the age of 89 last month. I was just thinking that WOMAD's not so very far away, and one of my best ever WOMAD memories was introducing the great, in every possible sense, Geoffrey Oryema on the Radio 3 stage very late one night. We could hear the roar of the crowds and the thunderous music spilling over from the main stage, but somehow Geoffrey and his guitarist, who was the brilliant Olly Le Baron, created such a beautiful, intimate atmosphere. So I, for one, am delighted his album Exile is one of the Real World re-releases. It was his first for Real World, first released in 1990 and produced by Brian Eno. And it tells about his life in Uganda, which had left after his father was killed in 1977. Geoffrey escaped in the boot of a car over the border into Kenya and then went on to live in Paris. This is a track called Makambo, a plea to Africa to stop the killing.
Oh, na makamboe, ngai na songi songi bani koe di kambo na matemai ngai na matema uno para ki leva chuli no lutua
The Estonian choir Vox Clamantis from their new album called Filia Sion, following Niels Fram from his album Felt, and Jeffrey Oriema first of all, and Macamba. That comes from his 1990 album Exile, recently re-released. Sissel Endresen celebrates her 60th birthday this week. Her 1994 album was also called Exile, and this is the title track.
Befriended and then abandoned, chiming through streets and squares, none of them knew. Changing pattern on cobbles and flagstones, faraway steeples and chimneys viewed from a hill. Rooms with paper thin walls, private rights performed behind the unlocked doors, the damp linen sheets, the taste of his skin and his shoulders shaking as though with laughter, waking up with the weight of his head on her breast, and outside the window the shrill happy voices of children. Threads they weave through the wilderness, roads and rivers and rails. They travel and cross, not once looking back, and slowly coming from nowhere. How quietly, how single-mindedly they reach their destination. Shadow across inscriptions on stones in overgrown churchyards. Shadow sharp as a knife on the sundial embedded in the ground. At sunset, her burnt, bare arms against the cool white marble. His white shirt. Dreaming of water in wells and rivers and lakes. foghorn sounding its warning as the clouds roll in on the tide, covering the horizon, waking up to the sound of rain. Bodies of stray dogs, a leafless tree black with crows, children begging or throwing stones, a man whipping his mule, the animal kneeling, water running from its eyes. On the last day she comes to a farm at the edge of town. Crossing a field, moving slowly towards her. A woman with sunflowers and growing by the house. She picks up their large brown seeds, slips them into her pocket and waits.
Cicel Endresen and the title track from her 1994 album Exile, with Django Bates, Nils Petter Molvær, Jon Christensen, Bugge Wesseltoft and David Darling. Dylan Mattingly is a 21-year-old composer from Oakland, California, who says his influences are Messiaen, John Adams, Joni Mitchell, Magnus Lindberg and Alan Lomax's field recordings. I was rather drawn to a piece of his on a recent CD, Sixth Night Sunrise, Music of Barges and Metallic Stars, it's called. It's music of breathing, says Dylan. The city glow smoking up into the night over hills like starships.
Thank you.
21-year-old Dylan Mattingly's Six Night Sunrise, Music of Barges and Metallic Stars, and that was played by the violinist Sabrina Tabby and pianist Mayumi Tsuchida. Well, don't forget, tomorrow night you can hear John Paul Jones and Ellen Darlin in the latest of our Late Junction collaboration sessions. Meanwhile, I thought you might like to hear some of Sigur Rós's new album to end Late Junction tonight. Diehard fans will already have it, of course. Critics seem to be saying they do what they do well, but we wish there were more challenges and more surprises. Anyway, the album's called Valtari, and this track is Deutherloggen. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Concert from Slovenia to set us on our way tonight. The Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pavle Dešpalje. To come here, a duo concertante for violin and double bass by Bottesini, a sinfonia concertante for winds by Mozart, and first, Joseph Haydn, his symphony number 73, known as The Hunt because its finale quotes an actual hunting call. In fact, the finale is borrowed from an opera overture of his, and because the overture fades away for the rising curtain, it makes this symphony, along with the famous Farewell Symphony, one of the few Haydn symphonies to end quietly.
Thank you.